T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think it's time. Time for the start of our broadcast. Good morning and welcome. Hope you had a great weekend. Me, this weekend was all about one thing, rest. Rest and relaxation. I think I went out one evening, and that was Friday. I had a good friend who had a very important milestone getting prepared for a new career and came back into town and said, hey, let's hang out for a while. So I went over to, what is that part of town? I am completely losing my mind already. It's too early in the week to be forgetting this. Over by 35th Street, that area, what is it? Noda. Yes. Noda. That's where I was Friday night for a little while, just hanging out with a couple of friends there. And I think I stayed out for like 2 hours. And I was like, I think I'm done. I feel officially old. I mean, really. You know, it was kind of cool, though, because a couple of people were trying to guess my age. And one of them was in the 40s, and the other one got down to the 30s. I thought, wow. I always, and the line I always use, I tell people, listen, you're my new best friend now. After saying that, I certainly do not feel 36 or whatever. Any case, a lot of great stuff to start with. In fact, I'm always pleased when there are several good news stories. Did you hear about Robert Smith? Never heard of this guy. Robert Smith, receiving an honorary doctorate at Morehouse College yesterday morning. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with Morehouse College, this is one of the historic black colleges in the country. 400 graduating seniors there. This guy, Robert Smith, is a technology investor and philanthropist. And the full meaning of that will become very clear when you hear what he has to say in a bit. First, this is not just a reflection of him, but really his entire family. His entire family. I want to give you some perspective of what it's like going to college these days. How about Tonga Relaford? Her son, Charles, is a member of the class of 2019. Student loans that he's taken out for college, they're at about $70,000. $70,000. Now, I'm telling you this for a significant reason. You're going to find out why this particular visit yesterday to the school and commencement address got so much media attention yesterday. There's another person, Elijah Dormius. Business administration major. A resident of Harlem in New York. Carrying $90,000 in student debt. His five siblings came to Atlanta to see him graduate, along with his mother, who drives a school bus. It's a lot of debt, isn't it? Can you imagine that, $90,000? And I'm sure this had to be looming for these students as they're sitting at the commencement address yesterday. And imagine what was going through their minds when they heard some significant words from Robert Smith about the future of their debt. Here's what he had to say.
Of the 8 generations of my family who have been in this country,
We're going to put a little fuel in your bus. Now, I've got the alumni over there, and this is a challenge to you, alumni. This is my class, 2019. And my family is making a grant to eliminate their student loans.
Can you imagine? In fact, Elijah Tormius, that business major, said this: if I could do a backflip, I would. I am deeply ecstatic. Can you imagine? $90,000. Just like that. It is going away. This is pretty cool stuff, don't you think? And again, see, I think this is the kind of thing that I can get behind, as opposed to coming up with some sort of stupid political stunt. Free college. This certainly has a lot more meaning. You also need to know about someone else. A story that certainly could have been a whole lot worse than it turned out to be. We've had a lot of stories lately, too many stories, of students and violence on school campuses. I want to tell you about Keenan Lowe, one of Oregon's most well-known high school and college football players in the last decade. An armed student walked into an Oregon high school, but this football coach was ready to act. He tackled the gunman to the ground before anybody was hurt. Tackled him. This suspect was wearing a black trench coat and carrying a shotgun. Entered a classroom at Park Rose High School in Portland on Friday. He was ready to unleash a torrent of bullets on his classmates. Keenan Lowe took him down before he could, telling the Oregonian, "I'm just happy everyone was okay. I'm happy I was able to be there for the kids and the community." Authorities still investigating this incident. They're working to determine whether the student gunman actually fired off any shots. A parent told the Oregon news outlet the gunman took the weapon to school with the intent of dying by suicide. Did not point the gun at anyone, ultimately. Thank goodness. But it is encouraging. Here's a guy who is willing to lay his life on the line to make sure students are safe. I think that's rather awesome. And we have this story. A Foreman Bradley, who is a pastor of a church in Cherokee, North Carolina. He says, "You want proof of miracles? I've got one for you. A tree actually went straight through his pickup truck in the Nantahala Gorge. You can see the tree going through his front windshield, 8 to 10 feet out of the back window." He says something very simple: "Jesus is alive. That's the only reason I'm alive today." That's cause for celebration, wouldn't you say? Stay with us as we continue broadcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball. Been very, very good to me. Actually, it's in full swing at BB&T Ballpark. Join WBT for Fireworks Fridays with the Charlotte Knights. The Knights take on Durham, 7:04 p.m. Enjoy a special fireworks show after the game. Get all the details, WBT.com/events. Back on the broadcast, getting your thoughts, some of the things we have discussed thus far. And you've got the button over there, Johnny. Let's go out first to Gerald on line 6 here out of Cowpens. Good morning, Gerald.
Hey, good morning, sir. Hey, Vince, I'll tell you what, brother. If these parents would quit treating their children like pets and their pets like children, you'd see a whole lot big difference, brother. They just start taking them camping and fishing and hunting, get them involved in some youth sports, and take that smartphone and flush it down the damn toilet.
Words of wisdom from Gerald out of Cowpens. Thank you very much for your call. Always pithy remarks about young people. And, you know, do you think that many of our young people would indeed be better off if this advice were taken? I would think so. That one about smartphones, my goodness, don't get me started. Anita, out of Piedmont, good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to tell you what, there's something that happens every day that gives me hope. And everybody talks about that, and that's a noble cause. You want to make everybody equal and just give them a leg up. But the guy at the commencement ceremony at Mooresville College, and it needs to be broadcast loud and clear, he took advantage of, and I don't mean take advantage in a bad way, of our free market society and gave back.
Yes.
And okay, everybody can do what they can do if it's one person at a time. And when those kids, well, they thought, oh, this is just some humdrum. If you watch the whole commencement speech, when they realize that he's wiping out all their debt to give them a leg up, but it's up to them to take that step. I think it's fabulous, and it just gives me hope every day.
It is absolutely cool. I appreciate your call there, Anita. Slight correction there, referring to Morehouse College. By the way, another important name in studio. Do you guys know another name that's associated with Morehouse College?
I do not.
Very important leader. Civil rights leader. Martin Luther King. Another important name connected to that particular school. Over on the text line, we have a number of subjects covered, including some we've not talked about yet. Vince, Trump is conducting crucial foreign policy by threatening Iran via social media. Are you freaking kidding me? This guy's a foreign policy moron. Also, when a billionaire does this, it's wonderful. When the government does it, it's evil. People need to understand the difference. Yes, they do. Coakley, I have over $100,000 in student loans. Are you serious? What profession are you involved in? I'm curious. I'd be very curious to find out. Another person here, it sounds good up front. Is there any compensation for the students who work their way through school? Once again, hard work and sacrifice not rewarded. You know, and here's what I would say to that. Things are just going to work out differently for different people. Sometimes people are blessed and receive opportunities other people don't, and sometimes they don't get that blessing. I know what you're saying here. I don't think this should be viewed as a non-incentive for people who've worked hard. Another person would like to know, will the students have to count this as income and pay taxes on the gross? Boy, that's a good question, isn't it? Another person asking, other than government subsidies, why in the hell does it cost $70,000 to $90,000 for a little minority school's degree? Sounds kind of demeaning about this school, by the way. I mean, I think the question has to be raised about all the schools as to why it's so pricey. You've heard my theory about this. Because it's not up for competition, and there's way too much money involved. Way too much money. And there's no incentive for these schools to cut costs. This is why the rates, the tuition rates, are really off the scale. Way past the rate of inflation. There are two things that are in that category. It's healthcare. That's the other cost. See, ask yourself the question, why are these costs out of line with the rest of the economy? Because they're not governed by the free market. They're interfered with by government. Also, Vince, just look at tuition, room and board at Morehouse. $50,000 a year seems to be an issue also. Are not colleges overpriced for what they offer? A percentage of those that graduate? I would agree. I'm with you. Shouldn't a good educational institution have taught their students to avoid exorbitant debt? No, they can't do that. Otherwise, nobody would come to their schools. I mean, let's get real. What does a business major learn, if not some basic lessons about making good personal financial decisions? A bit ironic, isn't it? Alan, yes, it is. It is quite ironic. Let's get some thoughts here. Gaston County and Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Vince. As always, I enjoy your show. But I wanted to say that the gentleman who donated the $40 million to pay off the loan for the students is great. I think that he's an example to all Americans across the country. If everyone would do kind acts of random like he did, I think we wouldn't have to, you know, talk about the socialism of everybody going to school for free. And also, last but not least, there's a school called Gardner Webb in Boiling Springs, and they really do their best. It's a very private, expensive school, but there's a Cassie Foundation, and I benefited greatly from the Cassie Family Foundation. I have a master's degree, and it costs a lot, but they did the same thing. So thank God for good people like the man at Morehouse College and Cassie's people in Boiling Springs. Thank you, Vince.
That's pretty awesome. Tom, thank you very much for sharing that. Kind of reminds me of the place where my wife went to school, Berea College in Kentucky. It's the same kind of thing. They work their way through, and they have also people who have contributed significantly to the schools so that the students come out debt-free, absolutely zero debt. That is absolutely awesome. So to the extent schools are able to do this, this is really part of the philosophy of the schools. That is a very, very good thing. Another piece of good news, won't spend a lot of time on this because I'm sure there will be a lot more of these stories by the way things are going. Bel Edwards, John Bel Edwards, the Louisiana governor, has signaled he's going to sign his state's heartbeat legislation, effectively banning abortion after just weeks of pregnancy. Governor saying, when I ran for governor, I said I was pro-life, so that's something that's consistent. The bill, awaited a vote from the Louisiana House of Representatives, would make the state one of the strictest on abortion access, following a slew of other states that passed restrictions in an apparent attempt to make the Supreme Court reconsider major precedent on the issue. And as you expect, this is going to be lawsuit material. It's just a matter of time. ACLU, other groups, Planned Parenthood, they will be very active, you can bet. But you have to admire the courage of those who have voted and those who have signed. Very good thing for sure. We'll see where this goes as it goes through the court system. By the way, Charles has done a little research on this contribution. If your scholarship or grant was for study or research in the pursuit of a degree, the money used to pay your qualified tuition and related expenses is not taxable. Boy, that is absolutely awesome. Thanks for looking that up, Charles.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This actually true. A friend of mine posting 1 in 5 Game of Thrones fans will take today off due to the season finale.
Oh, man.
Surely not. 1 out of 5. I hope these people get busted. Busted. Let's go out to a call from Anthony. Good morning.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
All right, sir.
Yes, sir. I wanted to say over here that I had just read a report here that apparently since the women and feminists that had started the sex strike, CDC had reported that there was a sharp decline in the number of reported cases of syphilis and gonorrhea.
Oh, Anthony, that is cold. Absolutely
cold. I think so. Yes, indeed. Well, I hope they enjoy their sexless lives there.
Thanks for your call, Anthony. Wow. That is cold-blooded. Over, quick transition here over on the text line, making reference to the very generous commencement speaker. I bet every college will be trying to book this guy for next year's commencement. Yeah, he probably will want to change his phone number. Not available next year. Another person saying it'll be interesting to track the success of these students. Will they do better because of the head start or worse because of the handouts? Good question. Also, driving up college tuition, all the academic and hardship scholarships and other free goodies they give away. Someone has to pay for it. That's true. Another person commenting here, I had to get out of the ministry because of interest accrued faster than I could pay it, plus over a year of health problems. Just a few months after I graduated. Sorry to hear that. That doesn't surprise me. Student loans kill the value of a college education. I see on a daily basis people with $50,000 to $80,000 of student debt working in a warehouse for $11 an hour. Oh, gosh. Can you imagine how demoralizing that would be? Another person saying your original loan and some of these, $45,000. Graduated 25 years ago. Vince, good morning. I've always been curious as to why you left television and went into radio. If it's not too personal, would you share this? Thanks and have a wonderful day. That's Tony out of McCannville. Oh, it's not personal at all. I've communicated quite clearly. And I had this conversation just the other day because someone posed a similar question. I was going to lose my mind doing local news. There were two reasons behind this. One, just the nature of local news itself, I could not stand. I really could not. It drove me up the wall. It felt like Groundhog Day. If you want to know what television news was like for me, watch that movie. Living that same day over and over and over and over and over, I was going to go crazy. The other thing, there were some internal workings of the particular newsroom environment where I was that was, frankly, very toxic. So it was those two things together. I hope that answers your question. The thing I like about this particular forum, it's an opportunity to talk about what I want to talk about and an opportunity to interact with people, which is what I do very well. Connect with people. You can't really connect with people when you're sitting behind a desk and you're just reading. I was just bored out of my mind. I hope that's helpful to answer your question. Also on the text line, this person saying, to those feeling bitter about their student loan debt not being paid off by others, I suggest reading the parable of the vineyard. I'm certain you know the one. Yes, I do, Mr. Coakley. Remember, I think this is the one where people came in at different hours and they all got the same pay. This is the story Jesus tells, the parable, and they all agreed to the same amount. So nobody could come later and say, well, wait a second here. How come he got the same amount? I got there, you know, I've been there the whole day. This guy came in the last hour, got the same amount. Hey, you agreed to those terms and conditions. Also on the line here, I've never seen an episode of Game of Thrones. I'm sick of hearing about it. Vince, I'm one of those Game of Thrones fans that didn't take the day off. Plus, the ending wasn't what any of us were expecting. Okay. Boomers will say students were just stupid. I say they were sold a dream. Okay. What you just said is exactly why the idea of equality is a terrible goal. It's only the beginning point, meaning we're all created equal. Beyond that, inequality is a good thing. It shows that there is freedom. Put 100 kids at the starting gate of adulthood with different size, strength, talent. skills, aptitudes, and yes, different backgrounds and experiences, and you'll have exactly 100 different outcomes. Alan, you are absolutely right. Different outcomes. Another person commenting on my career events, it could have been worse. Instead of Groundhog Day, it could have been Anchorman, the legend of Ron Burgundy. Oh, gosh. Yeah, you're right about that. Good morning, Bob. Welcome, sir.
Hey, Vince. I was just thinking, you know, it was easy to put the coal miners out of work. I really think a lot of these costs or the tenures of the professors put them out of work, and I see no reason why computers could not teach classes. You don't have to worry about retirement, health care, any of that.
And I think you would agree with me, Bob. This entire system that we've created is antiquated, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's totally. And you look at what the chancellors make. I swear that programs that have a decent sports program, they generate enough money for that particular aspect of college. I really think computers could teach courses and get rid of the professors.
Yeah, but if you really did a streamline of the educational system, you'd find that so many of the things that we're doing that are so costly, they're antiquated and they're unnecessary. And, right. You know, and I know this is going to be politically incorrect to say because there are a lot of teachers who believe that they're indispensable, and they're not. And I'm not meaning to denigrate anybody. It's just that with our technology that we have today, we can do a whole lot more with a whole lot less. Bob, I do appreciate your call. Let's go out to Denise in Columbia. Good morning.
Good morning. Student debt. Gotta love it, right?
Wonderful.
Why do students or any of the people who interested from Elizabeth Warren down to the student who's carrying any debt, why do they not go after the high cost of college rather than or fault themselves for the poor, less than marketable degree they pursued so they can't earn enough to pay their debt? Why did they not go after the college rather than their neighbor to try to attack their bank account? This is, and trust me here when I tell you, I have 16 years of insider knowledge on the college level. There is misrepresentation going on every day, all day, in terms of letting people know exactly what a degree can produce. We have ways to find out what students in different majors make as starting salaries and follow them through their Social Security numbers. And you do it in a batch lot, so it invades nobody's privacy. But colleges don't want to do that because they don't want the data out there.
Oh, boy. That would be pretty scary, wouldn't it, Denise? I do appreciate your call. Yep, facts are difficult to deal with sometimes. Back of the Vince Coakley radio program, speaking of careers, jobs, college, bad news out of Ford, planning to eliminate 7,000 salary jobs, 7,000 around the world by the end of August. This is part of their smart redesign program. This was according to an email sent to employees published by Automotive News. This will cut the workforce by 10%, help it save about $600 million a year. The notifications will be sent out officially to employees on Tuesday. While that restructuring work continues in Europe, China, South America, and International Markets Group, this will reduce the company's management structure by close to 20%, eliminating bureaucracy, speeding up decision-making, and driving empowerment as part of this redesign. Boy, that could be encouraged in any number of places, wouldn't you think? Eliminating bureaucracy, speeding up decision-making, driving empowerment. Let's go out to Reed in Charlotte. Good morning, Reed.
Good morning, Vince. Love your show. Love your show.
Thank you.
I'm going to take some of the wind out of the sail of the guy who announced that he was going to pay off all the student loans for the college graduates. You know, a good example is my daughter and her ex-boyfriend. I've paid for all of my daughter's college from the time she started, and she's worked. And her ex-boyfriend got a student loan every semester, never worked, or if he did, he'd only work for like 2 weeks, and he decided, I don't want to do this anymore. you know, student loans are a great thing if they're used properly, but too often people use them for another source of income. And, you know, he announced he's paying off everybody's student loan, but what about the kids that don't have student loans? What's he doing for them?
Yeah, this gets back to that fairness issue you were talking about. Yeah, I appreciate your call there, Reed. You know, they're just things sometimes. You know, I've had this thought. How many of us have this thought? You work your rear end off day after day after day, and then you see people that just skate through life and seem to have people pander to them left and right. It happens. And all I can just encourage you to do, just got to let it go. Don't think about it. You'll go crazy. You will absolutely go crazy when you see that. Also in the text line, I have no problem with the commencement speaker gifting these young people with student loan payoffs. I will literally go mad if any tuition is forgiven by the government. We just had that discussion a few minutes ago. Charles, get over here. Tell me you got to share your story, because I thought that was kind of cool, because that was what led to this discussion before the break.
Well, I have two sons who are in their mid-20s. One went to UNCC. One went to App State, which is John's alma mater.
Yeah,
great schools. And during that time, the discussion came up, and I don't know where we heard this, but someone came up with a rule of thumb that said, think about your first year's salary when you get out of college and what you want to be doing when you get out of college, and think about your tuition to get to that point. And wouldn't it be great if your first year's salary was equal to your 4 years of tuition?
Makes sense.
So if you're going to become an accountant and it's going to cost you $100,000, you're probably going to earn about $100,000 to come out. Same thing for IT, even healthcare. You can come out with a six-figure income. Not everybody will do that. But our sons were able to make that happen for themselves, and within a couple of years outside of college, there was no more college debt. We have a friend whose daughter decided, instead of taking the free ride at South Carolina, any state school, went to Maine, where it was $50,000 a year. She went to school for gender studies. She graduated about 5 years ago. She's been working on a farm all of that time, making minimum wage. She actually went back to school to learn how to farm at a college that has now gone under. And she's still working on the farm, maybe making somewhere close to minimum wage.
Wow.
So that $100,000 that's owed is very slowly, I'm sure, getting paid off. And it's highly likely that you and I may end up paying some of that tuition.
Gender studies.
Gender studies.
My goodness.
Nothing yes. against the topic.
Yeah.
But where do you go with it?
What's there to study? There's only two of them.
That's why it's only a four-year degree. You're right.
Oh, sorry.
I'm with you, John. You know it.
Thanks, sir.
Hey, no, they've created new ones. You got to remember that.
That's why you have to take the class.
But really, you've got to think about where you want to end up if you're going to spend that kind of money.
You're absolutely right.
If it's not in health sciences or IT, and even at that, my son's doing very, very well. UNCC, excellent college. IT, they don't care where you come from.
Exactly.
If you know what you're doing and you're bright and you're personable, they'll hire you.
You know what the wild card is, though? When you're 18, 19, 20, you think you're bulletproof, you're going to live forever, and the world is your oyster. And you can choose and do anything in the world you want. And you're not always the most pragmatic.
You're right.
Make the best decisions about what you're going to do with your
career.
So that's how I think a lot of fallout comes from some of that.
You're exactly right. Great points here. And I think part of what you've shared, Charles, led to our discussion about ultimately that what is the student debt now? Is it around $1 trillion in student debt that's out there right now? At some point, I'm going to bet you, especially we get a Democrat president, Democrats, House and Senate, that's going to be wiped out. Yeah, it's just a matter of time. They're already talking about it. And this texter bringing this up. I will literally go mad if any tuition is actually paid off by the government. Yeah, this is what some of these politicians are angling for. They are determined. They are hell-bent, in fact, on doing this. Students that choose a major that is earning potential as well as living very simply can have their debt paid off in a reasonable time. What else do we have here? Yes, at a certain point, teachers are not necessary. As it stands right now, I feel as though my wife and I are teaching our seventh grader math. us and YouTube. I used my GI Bill to go to school online while we had educators that were more like facilitators who received the syllabus and followed it. Minimal insight from the professor. Good stuff here. Much more, we'll talk about some controversial comments by the CMPD police chief. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.